Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Dan, I'm going to take one more phone call and then we're going to do two keys and a lock. So, you good with Matt? You good with that? You're down with two keys and a lock?
We're ready. Two more.
Oh, you're good? Oh, and we'll take two more, too. Bernard's in a car. Hi, Bernard.
All right, Bernard.
Bernard. Thanks for playing.
It worked out.
All right. Well, he wanted to hear two keys and a lock. That's probably why he walked away from the phone. Let's do it. Two keys and a lock. We start with key number one, Dan Menigan.
Run the damn ball.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to be a key for all three of us. Do we just all take that as key number one?
Well, the question is why? Why do they? Because it's key number one for me, too, but why?
Because the Dolphins' run defense is absolutely terrible. So that's how you can beat them to begin with, mixed with the fact that the weather is going to be absolutely abysmal. They're talking winds that are going to find their way into the 50-mile-an-hour range. The best friend for a rookie quarterback is the run game, and the best friend of your offensive line is also the run game. So run the damn ball. That's key number one.
All right, that's awesome. So, Matt, I'll come to you in a second. I'm hoping that's not your key number one, because it was my key number one, too. And it particularly has to do more so. I know people are upset about last week, but it's all about the weather, and you're going to have to be able to run. If it's rain, if it's wind, it's all that stuff going on. I need to call Mark Johnson to find out what the weather's going to be like completely. We're talking about wind, rain early, cloudy, 96% chance of rain on Sunday. 96% chance of rain. We're still going to throw the ball, but Quinshon Judkins, this will be your day, my friend. All right, key number one, Matt.
Well, the game high this season for the Browns in rushing attempts, it's 32 against the Vikings in London. And by the time this game is over on Sunday, that game high needs to change. You have to run the crap out of the football. And not just Quinshon Judkins, who, by the way, is averaging 5 yards a carry. So you definitely need to give it to number 10. But also Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, mix it up. I mean, with the weather you guys have been talking about, you just have to pound the rock, and you definitely have to have the run game be the forefront of your offensive game plan on Sunday.
Just because I know we have a little extra time here. Anyone think we're going to see Rocket Sanders, the other Sanders?
I hope
this
so.
This week, you think we'll see four
Why
running
not?
Backs this week?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Four running backs is silly.
Unless you think you're not throwing the ball at all.
I mean, you have four running backs if you're a service academy. And if you're going to play service academy football, it's going to be a real, real tough way to look at things. Like, that's the only way that this works. I think three is enough. I think you will see Quinshon Judkins get the lion's share. I think you will see Dylan Sampson, and I think you will see Jerome Ford. And frankly, if they try to throw the ball more than like 30 times in this game, God save their souls. I mean, then you really look clueless in front of your fan base. We'll put it that way.
All right. Key number two. Dan Menigan.
Key number two is get to Tua Tagovailoa. He does not like it when people are around him. He wants to play in rhythm. He wants to play on time. If you could start getting that pass rush at Isaiah McGuire, Alex Wright, let's find out what's going on with Mason Graham, because him not practicing today is definitely a level of concern. Malik Collins has been awesome this season. You have got to get to Tua, because if you make Tua move, Tua makes mistakes. And he can't play on rhythm, not to mention they're probably going to try to throw a little bit. He doesn't exactly have the strongest arm. So get to Tua Tagovailoa and make him uncomfortable. That's key number two.
Matt, key number two.
The defense just needs to step up and just execute. This is a Miami offense that's the sixth worst in football. So get the front eight in the backfield to stop Devon Achane. Jim Schwartz said it in yesterday's press conference that he is a threat. You have to make life uncomfortable for Tua Tagovailoa, and you have to lock down receivers that really aren't much of a threat, maybe outside Jaylen Waddle. But the bottom line is, you're at home, the weather is going to suck, you're the third best defense in the league. Please look like it on Sunday.
Can we just take it aside for about 30 seconds?
Sure.
Jaylen Waddle touchdown celebration is one of the best in the league, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I love Jaylen Waddle
touchdown.
You're
absolutely right, yeah.
Him doing the penguin waddle after he scores a touchdown is just outstanding. It makes me smile every time. All right, sorry.
I'm going to say they're going to have to ignore the noise, right? If for some reason the offense doesn't get moving and they're three and out, and the weather could dictate that more than the actual player talent that you have on the field. But still, if they go three and out, man, our crowd is going to boo. And our crowd is going to be, you know, screaming for Shador. So they're going to have to ignore the noise if they want to just hang tight in this game. It's going to be a weird crowd. It's going to be a weird crowd.
Well, it's going to be horrendous out, so everyone's going to be miserable to start.
It's ignore the noise and get to 20, right? Isn't that what we always have to say? And get to 20. That's a mandatory. I'll give you a third key on that. Get to 20. Man, when I saw Flacco get to 20 by halftime yesterday, I'm like, come on. How many months have I been screaming that? Get to 20. Can they get to 20 this week? Do either one of you guys believe they can get to 20 this week?
Yes.
I don't know. I really don't. Just because of the fact I can see this as a real, like, 16-13 game one in the trenches. I'm not 100% that confident in this offense getting to 20.
Their defense, what's their defense giving up? They gave up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
21.
Let me give you a stat.
Kansas City. Hang on, let me just go through this real quick.
Of course.
They gave up 9 to Las Vegas. That doesn't make sense. They gave up 20 to Denver.
You ready?
They gave up 21 to the Giants. They gave up 27 to Washington. And then they gave up, 27 last game, too. So whatever. It's crazy. I was looking at the Chargers. I was looking at last week's game. Forget everything I just told you. Go ahead. This is the kind of day it's been.
Chart football is where I'm getting this from.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dolphins have allowed opponents to score on a league high of 60% of their possessions this season. That is the highest rate for a team through 6 weeks of the season in the 2000s. 60%. I believe the Browns will get over 20 points.
They have given up 27 or more points in 5 of their 6 games.
This defense is bad.
Dear God, can this be the week they get to 20? please.
31st at EPA as a pass defense, 32nd at EPA as a rush defense.
Indy had 33, New England had 33, Buffalo had 31. The Jets had 21. The Jets had 21 against them.
This defense is bad. You will score over 20 points because this defense is absolutely horrendous.
Give me a lock. Give me a lock. Dan, when you're ready, lock it in.
Well, my lock is exactly what we were talking about. I will lock in that the Browns will score over 20 points in this game.
You're giving it. You're breaking the. You're going to break the trend.
Lock it in. We're done. The Miami defense is an absolute mess. I have a feeling we are going to see Kevin Stefanski go, all right, let's just hand this bad boy off and get out of this thing as fast as possible. We have the elements lean that direction, and the opponent leads that direction. They're going to run the ball. They're going to make this work. I have a feeling you're going to be over 20 points, and I'll even lock a Browns win.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. This Dolphins team is a mess. I mean, you start the season with your head coach talking about, you know, today's a good day because we're not dead yet. Like, that kind of puts an overall arching figure over the Dolphins at this point.
Matt.
Lock for me, two rushing touchdowns courtesy of Quinshon Judkins. Ooh. With one coming from 50-plus. I think he's going to break out a big one there on Sunday.
That's a good lock. Win or lose?
I can honestly see it going either way, but you know what? I've kind of got myself talked into it. We'll go Browns win.
All right, I'll start with the win. I think they're going to win. I don't know if that's good or bad for Kevin Stefanski. I'll be honest. I don't know if it's good or bad for Kevin.
I mean, it has to be good. Aren't you the one who would say that it has to be good?
Does it? Because if they want to, like, who's the coach last year that took the win at the end of the season and cost them draft picks? You know what I'm saying? Like, if Kevin thinks he's, if it's dysfunctional in Berea and Kevin's like, man, I better pack my stuff up before the game, no matter what happens.
He's always said to me, there's no such thing as a bad win, Dan. No such thing as a bad win. You got to get those wins.
I say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I say it.
What the hell's happened to you?
No, what I'm saying it is as okay. Far as the future for Kevin Stefanski. Maybe the front office is happy with these losses and all of a sudden they win and now your draft pick drops even farther back because now you have two wins and, you know, like I don't know that he can win or lose this week. I just kind of feel like it's all lose for Kevin right now, unless they can string something together. If he wins, I got to believe he'd be back for the next week.
Of course.
You're saying the loser of this game is going to get.
I think it's loser leaves town. I really do.
My lock in this is Harold Fannin touchdown. It just everything screams. It should be Njoku, but I'm saying Fannin this week. And I don't know if you follow along. I think I've been pretty right on my locks. I don't go crazy, you know, off the wall with my locks, but I've been pretty good with everything we've had for a lock here. And the tight ends in this offense with Kevin, and if you're going short yard passing and you're looking for Gabriel, those guys have been pretty sure-handed. I, you know, with the exception of one big miss last week for Fannin's been fun to watch. I like watching him play. I think he's, you know, when six or seven guys are trying to bring him down and he's walking them for another 2 or 3 yards or 4 yards, man, that's Browns football. I think that's what we live for. So, I don't know. I like Harold Fannin Jr. I like Njoku, too. So, but I just, Fannin is my guy. He's my lock this week. So, that's it. Two keys and a lock. You really feel good about a win this week?
Yes. I think they win this week. I think they win this week because I have a feeling you're going to see the run game in this. I think the weather is going to cause them to run the ball. I think this team is better at running the ball than the Dolphins are. And their defense can definitely, the Browns defense can stop the run. And so even Devon Achane, however much you want to run him, the Browns defense is so gap sound and so intelligent when it comes to the run game. Now, they've had their hiccups in the pass game, but the weather will limit the pass game. And Tua's arm is not built for serious wind. So if they get in a position where they got to throw.
Whose is?
I mean, Dan Marino, John Elway, that guy who's playing in Tampa that I don't want to bring up because he's going to send you in a spiral.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I mean, those
you
are
had to bring. We almost went a whole segment without talking
Rogers.
About Baker.
Those are the kind of guys who, like, okay, you can sling it in the garbage. Tua is not one of those. Tua does not have the arm strength to sling it in the garbage.
I think they win this week, too.
I really do. I think they win this game.
Next week will be interesting. At New England?
And now then at the Jets. Now you're back on the road.
Man, this schedule, I didn't realize how road-heavy the schedule is.
Yeah, and then it's very home-heavy on the back end when it's going to be snowing.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, NFL.
Well, you know.
At least we know every game's at 1 o'clock.
we could hear every crusty person call up and talk about how much they love football in the snow as they sit at home on their sofas in their blankets.
You think Joe Burrow's back by week 18?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes. What I saw yesterday, I think they're talking like even beginning of December, he might have a shot to come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.